Tonight we're dealing with providential history, Vikings for Christ. It's a tremendous story, but many people wonder, why do we look at history so much? Well, the Bible says, 1 Corinthians 10, 6-11, now these things became our examples, to the intent that we should not lust after evil things, as they also lusted. Now all these things happened to them as examples, and they were written for our admonition. Reformer John Calvin declared, history is our true school for learning how to order our lives. History tells us what has worked and what has not worked. We need to develop the ability to recognize these lessons in every area of life. We need to discover our roots. Everything has consequences. In history, we can see examples and illustrations of man's depravity and rebellion against God, and God's mercy, God's grace and sovereignty in intervening in the course of human events. History is, and must ever continue to be, next to God's word, the richest foundation of wisdom and the surest guide to all successful practical activity. History can provide us with the visions of those who impacted society and examples of excellence to inspire us to courageously stand firm in spite of all opposition. Notice God did not protect God's people from the flood, he protected them in the flood. He didn't airlift the people of Israel over the Red Sea, took them through the Red Sea. He didn't protect Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego from the fiery furnace. He was with them in the fiery furnace. He protected them through the fiery furnace. We need to learn from positive, godly role models. Examples of excellence that can inspire us to reach higher and to go further. To achieve more through the collective wisdom of the past. We also need to learn from the mistakes of others. To benefit from the painstaking developments and sacrifices of our fathers in the faith. To be ignorant of what happened before you were born is to remain a child forever. In history we find encouragement to persevere, a rebuke to short-sightedness and selfishness. We can learn in history lessons to expose false doctrines and to correct unwise policies. History can teach us humility as we consider the great sacrifices that others have made for many of the privileges we enjoy today. Especially when you're complaining about things, you suddenly think of what other people went through. Puts our problems into perspective. History can put our trials and troubles into perspective. We must learn from history or we will repeat its mistakes. If we do not know in history, we will simply have to endure all the same mistakes, sacrifices and absurdities all over again. And that's what Russia's great writer and poet Alexander Solzhenitsyn wrote when he was asked, how did a small group of communists seize such a great Christian empire as Russia? He said, we forgot God. If we forget God and we forget his role in our history, we can easily fall prey to evil people who've got a long vision and very manipulative, lying people. Real history, told from a biblical perspective, is a treasure of the church that can teach us truth that has endured. In the scriptures, we are commanded to understand the times so that God's people may know what we ought to do. Those who cannot remember the past are condemned to repeat the past. The longer you look back, the further you can look forward. A tall building needs to lay deep foundations. A tall tree needs a very deep root system. If you go to Newlands Forest, you can see some of these trees that have had their roots washed away by the river. And you can see how long and deep some of these roots have to go for a tall tree. To understand who we are, we need to understand where we came from. We need to understand the events and the issues of the past that correspond with our challenges today. Forewarned is forearmed. In order to anticipate problems and threats in the future, we need to study the past. This will liberate our thinking from current fashions and to recognize potential potholes and traps, like the present name it, claim it, frame it, gab it and grab it message, when you can see in the light of history that doesn't really carry much water for long, does it? We will find immeasurable insights and practical help from studying the people, the events and the issues that help shape the past and that affect our present situations. Professor C.S. Lewis declared, it's not the remembered past, it's the forgotten past that enslaves us. People often say, we're enslaved by the past. Well, only if we are ignorant of our past, then that can enslave us, yes. Christianity is rooted in history. Most of the Bible is actually history. Some of the key doctrines of Scripture are linked to historic events recorded in the Bible. Creation, historic event. Fall, flood, Babel, Exodus, the fall of Jerusalem, the exile to Babylon, the return of the exiles, the incarnation of Christ, the crucifixion of Christ and his resurrection, his ascension. These are all historic events. Hebrews 11, the great hall of faith, focuses on historic personalities as examples of excellence to inspire and to guide us. Unlike the Eastern religions, which have a circular view of history, where they can't even distinguish the past from the future, and everything that is has been and will be again, and reincarnation and all that, Christians believe in a linear view of history. You only have one life. It'll soon be passed. Only what is done for Christ will last. History is heading towards a dramatic conclusion, the fulfillment of the Great Commission, the return of Christ, the judgment of the living and the dead. Because of the importance of history, manuscript research and archaeology are vital. The Apostle Paul warns the brethren, do not be ignorant of the lessons of history. The Apostles' Creed, notice, focuses on the historic roots of a faith. You don't get any of the doctrines of the faith in Apostles' Creed as much as the history of the faith. When the Gospel is summarized in 1 Corinthians 15, it focuses on historic events. Stephen's great defense of the faith in Acts 7 is the lesson in redemptive history. History is his story. All nations will come and worship before you. Revelation 15:4. That's where history is heading. Luke, who authored the Gospel and the book of Acts, was a meticulous historian. Inasmuch as many have taken in hand to set in order a narrative of those things which have been fulfilled amongst us, just as those who from the beginning were eyewitnesses and ministers of the word delivered them to us. It seemed good to me also, having a perfect understanding of all things from the very first, to write to you an orderly account, that you may know the certainty of those things. Revelation 11:15 says, the kingdoms of this world have become the kingdom of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever. That is where history is going. So our Reformation Society website, reformationsa.org website, has many articles, links of previous presentations going through many different aspects of history, and we've got MP3 audio box sets and so on dealing with some of our historical presentations or understand the Reformation.